I'm speaking with Andy Levine, who is president and CEO of the American Sea Trade Association. And Andy, I wanted to get your reaction to the White House pollinator strategy that was just released this week. And I know that there were several notations within the strategy itself where ASTA had a contribution to that. Some of the work that ASTA has done, particularly when it comes to the use of neonicotinoid pesticides. So I wanted to get your reaction to the report, to the strategy that came out, and what ASTA's role was in helping to provide information that went into that strategy.
We were part of the original program that was pulled together, the meetings at the White House with respect to pollinators and pollinator health. That was held about a year ago now, and in the president's charge to his administration and the various departments to look at the situation, evaluate what activities that the government and industry can play to try and improve and really benefit the pollinator community out there, whether it's honeybees or wild bees, bats and monarchs and everything else. And so we've been pleased to be a part of that in the beginning, and especially with the diversity of our membership, we really need to play an active role.
Overall, it seems like the industry was pretty pleased with the balanced approach that came out of the report. But specifically, we want to, there was concern about how they're going to approach the study of neonicotinoid neonics as far as their impact might be on pollinators. And focusing on what EPA's strategy is there, it seems like that there's a kind of an accelerated timetable there in their study of neonics. And wanted to get to what you see in that report and what it does mean as far as the industry is concerned, as far as EPA's approach to knowing that these kinds of pest controls are important to the agriculture industry.
Yeah, you're right, Cindy. There has been an effort by the Environmental Protection Agency to look at those products that are used in agriculture production that may have an adverse effect on honeybees, and especially the neonic class of pesticides. And we've been very involved with them as well on this issue and really talking about the benefit of using the neonicotinoid class of chemicals on as seed treatments and the importance of that and protecting the genetics and everything. So we've been providing them a lot of information, and we really believe that that's why EPA has not jumped essentially off the cliff like the Europeans have or the Canadians have. And we continue to do that. Our main focus is that EPA needs to make sure that they look at this from a scientific standpoint and not just from the concerns of people who just want to get rid of chemicals in general.
Well, also noted in the report was really what ASTA has been doing as far as education is concerned with the Seed Treatment Matters program. How does that tie in with that?
They did call out the program that we pulled together with Crop Life America, the Guide to Seed Treatment Stewardship. Really what they were pleased with is that we took that initiative to raise awareness within the agriculture community on planting and how farmers can be aware of any pollinators that may be in the area while they're planting and making sure that they do everything possible so that there's not an adverse effect from dust or something else like that during planting. And so it really is, how do we take that initiative to raise the awareness and help farmers continue to have these tools to use in the future.
And that initiative is relatively new. How has it gone as far as getting that out into the industry?
Yeah, it's been great, Cindy. We really, during these winter months, we get together with growers during the state grower organization meetings. We hold seminars and sessions about education and awareness on the use of seed treatments and the proper handling of them through the planting process, and it's been very well received at all the state meetings we've been to with corn growers and soybean associations and farm bureaus. So we've been very pleased for the last two winters.
Well, coming up now in not too many weeks, you've got the your annual meeting, which this year is going to be held in Washington, D.C., and
yes,
part of this is your advocacy effort within the organization. So tell us a little bit about what we're looking forward to in the annual meeting coming up.
We've started a process 3 years ago when we were last in Washington, D.C., to rotate into our nation's capital every 3 years to bring our members here, to let them talk about the seed industry, to, as we say, storm the hill and tell the story about what we do for a living is with respect to bringing seed to America's farmers and gardeners and landscapers and everyone else, and the quality of the product that we're bringing to the marketplace and the new science that's there and all the exciting things that are happening in our industry. Our feeling is that there's no better person to tell the story than the people that are in it every day.
Well, what are some of the major issues that your members will be bringing to the Hill during the annual meeting?
Well, we will be talking about the pollinator issues that are obviously very hot right now across the board. We'll be talking about breeding techniques and, you know, the evolution of breeding as we're seeing it, and new methods to be even more exact in our breeding opportunities, bringing new varieties to the agriculture community, and the importance of that. We'll be talking about seed treatments and also raising that awareness with our elected officials about who has seed companies in the district and what that means, and really showcasing what our members do.
A couple of other issues that I was thinking you might be dealing with. Trade is a big in the spotlight right now in D.C., as well as biotechnology and GMO labeling issues.
Yeah, those two will also be key for us, especially in certain offices on Capitol Hill. The trade issues are always very important to us. We need to be able to move seed globally. And those trade agreements help us move germplasm and access germplasm, so we are strong proponents of that. And we continue to work with a very large coalition of agriculture and food industry representatives on GMO labeling so that we have hopefully a consistent policy across the country that's driven from Washington, D.C., instead of a patchwork across the country in each of the states. So our push will be to have one national policy with respect to labeling in GMOs.
Definitely a lot of issues for the seed trade industry to be considering, and that is at the 132nd Annual Convention of the American Seed Trade Association will be there June 17th through the 20th in Washington, D.C. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.